This really is where it hits the road, the rubber that is. Hence, I can smell it burning as you drive off in all four directions at once. But you signed up, remember, OHMS? Not to be a follower, not to be a believer, but a disciple. And all this is addressed to the 12, not the multitudes. But those he would shortly send out as equipped now to proclaim the kingdom with signs following the preaching of the word. There's no way round this and no way under it. Matthew 5:38-48 has been called the most admired and the most resented passage in the Bible. It gives us the golden rule. Do to others as you would have them do to you. It just stops you in your tracks. You can't argue with it. If I want people to love me, I need to love them first. And my love for them is not conditional upon them loving me back. I choose to love them. Whether they respond or not is irrelevant. It's my choice, the set of my will. Feeling doesn't come into it. Their worthiness to be loved doesn't come into it. I'm going to love them. Now there's a thought for a start. The sermon teaches the sublime heights of selflessness here and calls us up to a higher place. Matthew 5:38-42. I tell you, don't resist. Give. Go the extra mile. The verses could well be summed up in the word restraint. Keep a tight rein on yourself and your desire for revenge on other people. And always, always remember the golden rule. Luke 6:31, Matthew 7:12. And just as you want people to do to you, do also to them likewise. It's not going to get any easier. Encapsulated, this is discipleship. Concern for others before yourself, always. The royal law of love and the law of sowing and reaping all rolled into one. How so? Well, it tells us that how you treat others will be the way you yourself will be treated by others. Pause for thought.